The House Committee on Agriculture reviewed a bill on industrial hemp, which can now be cultivated under the 2018 Federal Farm Bill. Maui Representative Angus McKelvey says 41,000 acres of former sugarcane land could be used.
Hemp is a low-water crop. It regenerates the soil. It's got, of course, tons of commercial uses that you can make money off of, whether it's food supplements, kitty litter, clothes, natural rope. The list goes on and on and on. It's a great moneymaker for Central Maui, and again, with the water crisis that we have right now, it's a way to solve that issue.
Federal guidelines have not been developed, and State Agriculture Department Hemp Coordinator Shelley Choi says plans must be submitted.
Under the Federal Farm Bill, we need to submit a plan for hemp regulation because even though hemp is descheduled, it still needs to be grown under several guidelines. All states right now, I think they are all gearing to submit a plan in 2020 or 2021.
Outside of the committee room, more than two dozen display tables were featured for Agriculture Day at the legislature. In one corner, the Kauai County Farm Bureau displayed coffee from the largest coffee farm in the United States with 3,000 acres on the Garden Isle. Johnny Gordines is the County Bureau President and says horticulture is the second moneymaker for the state behind seed corn.
Hawaii flowers and foliage and nursery bring in close to $80 million a year into the revenue of the state of Hawaii. Actually, right now, there's a bill at the legislature to appropriate $200,000 for a ginger virus and fungus. It's on the north shore of Oahu right now. So this money needs to go to research to the University of Hawaii to nip it at the bud and to pretty much quarantine the place.
At another table, a local business called Two Lady Farmers raised 300 pigs on a four-acre farm in Waianae. It cost them $2,600 a week to import non-medicated grain feed. Co-owner Patsy Kaneshiro says lawmakers can help.
We need to push the local, not only vegetables, but livestock. We need a place to process our pork. And maybe a learning center, you know, to teach the younger ones who want to do livestock farming. That's what we want.
Co-owner Stacy Sugai says the pledge to buy local, it matters, can be achieved through a pound a week challenge.
That each family would just buy 1 pound of local produce that's, you know, grown here, raised here in Hawaii. And I believe there's 455,000 households in Hawaii. If they were to buy just 1 pound a week, it would equate to over 23 million pounds of locally grown agriculture. And that's all we got to do.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.